Follett Stock Solicitors likes to connect Cornish businesses with the big names in regular breakfast events. And once again, it's done just that by bringing a true entrepreneur to the Norway Inn near Falmouth. Chris Dawson is the 59-year-old Plymouth-born owner of The Range, as well as a retail and business empire to boot. Now, he's been talking to businesses about how his journey towards multi-millionaire status began all those years ago, selling on his dad's market stall.
It really started out of a suitcase, and I was at school and I ended up selling all the jumble sale goods. And I got in trouble for it, as it goes, but I took notice of that because they had another jumble sale at the local church. I've tucked that. I didn't take it. I actually asked for it. And I set it out in a stall at the bottom of the school, and I was seven, maybe eight, I'm not sure, but I remember making 10 and six.
It went from there,
yeah.
And you thought, well, I'm good at this. What was the next step which you then used to catapult yourself to this position?
Well, I become a street trader, and I become quite a famous street trader in the end, because we were a tourist attraction in Bath and Bristow, in down at Penzance, because of the spiel and the fun. And I didn't actually find it that hard to do, and we were taking absolute telephone numbers. And then I went to the markets and done more or less the same thing there. And the twist and the risk was the story, I'm sure of it. The story was seemed to be that good that people paid a lot of attention to it. And in the day, it didn't matter what I said or what price I said, the hands would fly up and I'd take the money and I just reinvested it. I didn't waste it. Even as a young kid, I never wasted money. I've had masses of investments around here, there. I still got some from all those years ago.
Have you ever taken time to try and analyse how you do it? Or do you find that analysing can sort of take away the magic?
I think you could analyse the analyse, couldn't you? The answer to the question is yes. I don't think it's, for me, if you've always done this, we mentioned in the speech Ricky Carmichael, undefeated champion of motocross. Ricky will do that with a lot of training, a lot of focus, but also, dare I say it, a lot of talent. And I know it's not a great thing we like saying in Britain because it sounds arrogant, but, you know, you've got to face up to it. Some people are gifted with different things.
I suppose you were pointing out earlier on how you identified what you're good at and yeah. what you're not good at, yeah. and it was the differentiation between those that helped you down your road.
Yeah, for sure. I think you need good people around you too. You need to take advice where advice is. You know, I don't do what I'm no good at. You know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm the lawyer. I'm not going to pretend I'm the architect, the surveyor, or the planning consultant. But what all of our team have got is not just me. It's very, very sharp minds. But you still need to not waste your time doing the things that you're no good at. So if you spend a lot of time you're no good at, I mean, you say, I can't be. You imagine how long it would take me just under a trading standards issue. You imagine how long it would take me the design of a new store. But I can look at it, say to the architect, that's good. I can say to the lawyers, yeah, that's what we want to do. And good lawyers learn to work with a company. They'll work with them and understand how they tick, how they work, but also not afraid to challenge the governor and say, do you know what, Chris, how about this? Oh, yeah. And I'd like to think we don't suffer with it wasn't invented here. If you've got a good idea, and that's why we have a very heavy legal team. We have a very heavy architect, surveyor, and in fact, I met a couple of the professional guys in here, and these guys here seem to know what they're talking about, so you never know, we could be using them very shortly.
Although people know you for certain things, such yeah. as the retail, you have yeah. got a whole lot of arms to what you do. Do you find that some people concentrate too much down one line where you should look at it more as ideas that work?
I just concentrate on what we're good at, you know, and I think the label that we constantly be given is an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are actually not somebody who delivers it all the way through. They're just ideals people, or just ideas. They're people that deliver it. And, you know, I can have an hour a day in each one of my companies and more or less understand exactly how it's working. But that's because, relatively, I do rely on a lot of people around me. And I've mentioned all the professional people. I've mentioned all the... I've got amazing area managers. I've got amazing managers. A supply chain, logistics, all of it.
Okay, so let's take this and focus it on the yeah. needs of Cornwall, because you're speaking in Cornwall yeah. to a whole lot of Cornish business people. I asked you earlier on about if you were going to take the Cornwall brand yeah. and if it was yours to do with as you wish. What was your answer to that?
My answer is to expand it and go faster, and I think you need to spend a lot of time on, even if you've got premiums, you know, you're still a big manufacturer here down here of food and flowers and this, that and the other. Obviously, tourism is number one, but I would put the manufacturing as a strong number two, but manufacturing the Cornish brand, and it hasn't always got to go via a supermarket, has it?
And you were also talking about where that Cornish brand is sold to and how it's sold.
Yeah, you could sell that in Europe, and they love it in America. And they especially like it in America. And do you know what? It's I was in Italy the other day. They asked for a Cornish pasty. And so I piped up and said, I know, your eye knows all about that, a Cornish pasty, I'm telling you. But you really need to make it travel, not be parochial. I'm really proud of what they're doing in Cornwall. They're really pulling the plugs out. They're really having a go. Keep Cornwall, and it stops at the Tamar Bridge. But that's only the landowning. But the actual brand, it can be worldwide, and sell the tourism, sell your products, manufacture more food, and just do your best and just do it all fast, but hold on to the tradition also.
And you were also talking about the importance of Newquay Airport.
Yeah, Newquay Airport, you know, I can't give you the details, but I have an idea what should happen in Newquay Airport. I've just spoke to one of the top guys there, and you're going to struggle to make it a big passenger airport because they can't even make Plymouth work. But there's other things. You need to shorten the window. I think you need to shorten the window and have a heavy summer trade, a very, very heavy summer trade. It needs to be more of a fun airport. I can't go into any more detail. And airports are very, very hard things to run. And I think it's very good. Obviously, it's a development potential. Of course it is, because they've got to get the funds somewhere. But you could still hang on to the airport.
And the question was asked whether you'd buy it.
The answer is yes, if the price is right.
One of the things that was coming through is that the way you present yourself, you are a very upfront showman.
Yeah, without a doubt, showman, that's where I come from. You know, I spent a lot of time on the markets, the fairs, street trading. And the first thing on sale is yourself. When you're selling in a business, because this is a lawyer's breakfast, they've got to listen, obviously. They've got to understand, and they've got to sell themselves. Because it's not just a question of, you know, am I going to give these guys a few grand for this, that, and the other? It's trusting them with very sensitive information, and do I trust them to deliver and put the legal spin on it? Well, it's back to trust. You know, they seem to have got that bit right. They've got rid of the stuffiness and the airs and the graces, because you've got to get down to brass tacks. If it's litigation, if it's this, is that, I'm sort of doing this every day of my life. And you've got to have somebody who understands your business, they work with you, and they're not afraid to question you, and they appear to do that.
And noticing how you are working the room here, because you did have everyone in the palm of your hands, you do watch for the audience's response, and you change the way you present depending on the audience. You know, how important is that for business?
It's very, very important. Business is an art, okay? So it's how you see the art, isn't it? You know, I see it as an art. Ooh, that's this, that, and the other. And the whole life is an art, isn't it? It's because we can all, the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So it's very important that you play to your audience and deliver. You can't just play to them and go for all the razzmatazz. Then you've got to deliver. And that's what a lot of these meetings are about, you know, because we leave these meetings and I get some very nice letters and emails after and so on. And that's what they seem to have going from just down here.
There is a roguish element to you. Yeah. And you play on that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, to say, last week when I opened another store, they hired Del Boy, the lookalike Del Boy, and the actual Reliant Robin. And we've been dubbed that for years, Del Boy. And do you know why life was exactly like that before the series ever came out, with the watches and the lighters? And it was one series where I was listening to what he said, and ladies and gentlemen, and the Martinese, Japanese, and all that carry on. And I said that properly in Truro 3 Milestone 10 years previous to that. So the Del Boy is built on three fictional characters, and I've heard several rumours, but I know two of them, and we were actually included in the three.
Chris Dawson, thank you for speaking to us.
Absolute pleasure.
Chris Lingard, obviously from Follett Stock, has been listening, and what have you taken away from this?
Completely inspired by what Chris has been saying about retail. And the thing is that he said some very kind things about my firm. And we do actually try and take the lessons that he learns and put them into place. So we do try and demystify things. We try and find a product that people want to buy. And that sounds strange for a service sector, but that is exactly what we do. And it's absolutely fascinating to hear him say what he wants from his lawyers. It is certainly what we do. We try and get close to businesses. We try and understand what it is they're trying to do so we can get the whole picture. Because you can't go in and advise in isolation. If you don't know what the game plan is, how can you advise on tactics?
One of the things that he was saying is about starting with the checkered flag and working backwards. Do you reckon that is something you do, or you could do more in the future?
And he also said, if you don't try, you can't even fail. I mean, I thought that was just a fantastic thing to say. And do you know what? We put that in, because when we asked Chris, we actually thought to ourselves, there's no way he's going to come down and talk for us. Why would he? And he said yes. And it's because we asked him. If we hadn't asked him, he wouldn't have said yes. So, you know, I totally get that. I totally understand completely what he's saying. And absolutely, we're going to do that going forward, even if we haven't done it in the past.
One of the people who's been listening is Terry Teverson. Terry, just tell me what sort of things you've learnt from listening to Chris.
Well, I think it's all about having belief in yourself and keeping going, confidence and not giving up. He told us how hard he worked Saturdays, Sundays, bank holidays, and he was determined and very competitive. And I think that is right. He set a vision for himself and he didn't take no for any answer.
He's been talking a lot about how he's got something different. It's a gift. How strongly does that come through?
I think there is part of that. Obviously, he's a showman. He's been down in the markets. He loved doing it. He did it from an early age. And we hear time and time again about entrepreneurs. Maybe they weren't great at the education system, but they were great at sales. Clearly, if you're in any business, sales is a key part of that. And I think some people forget to go and ask for the order and go and ask for the deal.
Another person listening to Chris Dawson was Duncan Ayres of the Green Bank Hotel. What have you learnt today?
Chris is obviously a very decisive guy who takes things on a face value, acts on them very quickly, and I think this is the world we're living in now, that we need to get on top of things straight away, and that will produce results in itself rather than sitting and waiting for another party to get back to you.
He had words to say about the Cornwall brand and what it should be doing. As you're in the tourism sector, how did that sit with you?
Well, the tourism sector is working very well in Cornwall. I don't think personally that's something that needs a lot of work or a lot of improvement. I think we do that very well.
But he said it should go faster.
That's him though, isn't it? I mean, no matter how fast it's going, I think he will still want it to go faster.
Lucy Morgan is from Folletstock and a key behind getting Chris Dawson to talk at the Norway Inn. Just tell me why you were so keen to hear from him.
Chris is a really successful, really extraordinary, charismatic man. He's done incredible things with his business empire and is a real inspiration to all of us involved in the private sector as to what you can actually do when you put your mind to it.
Okay, so we've heard from Chris Dawson and the audience at the Norway Inn, hearing his story and getting some of the responses to how that has affected people's thoughts about their own businesses. Now, if you're interested in coming along to a Folletstock business, a breakfast, then just check out the Folletstock website. They're regularly held down at the Norway Inn near Falmouth.